six companies that the state of Missouri has sued today, and they're all involved in the sale of automobile extended warranty contracts. Some of these contracts we think are fraudulent on their face. Others have been marketed through means that we think violate state law, and so we took action. This is an arena, that an industry that really needs some cleaning up.
Give me an idea of the kind of things that they're luring people in by promising and then not living up to.
Well, a lot of these contracts will promise a level of coverage that is just never delivered. That's number one. Other failures in the exchange are that they tell you that if you want to cancel the product later on, cancel the policy later on, you can. But in fact, when you go and try to, you either can't cancel your policy, or you don't get a refund, or you get some cut down portion of your refund. There are auto additives, essentially like an oil product that you would pour into your engine, and then it accompanies a full automobile warranty. Well, once you pour that auto additive into your engine, your ability to rescind that contract, to cancel and get a refund, is gone, because the product that they're selling you is gone. The consumer could be out as much as $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000.
For a $2 or $3 tube of liquid.
In order to get around the Department of Insurance regulations that all of these products are supposed to be registered with the Department of Insurance, these companies are claiming that they are really selling a small bottle of motor additive, like an oil-type product, and really not engaged in the business of selling warranties. Well, that is a subterfuge, and these cases are intended to point that out.
You don't have any idea how many Missourians have fallen for this, but people throughout the country, I guess, have been lured in by these folks.
The numbers of people who have been really burned in this area is astronomical. I don't know how many Missourians have bought this product, but I do know how many have complained to the Attorney General's office. We have more than 10,000 complaints from Missourians in our files, and that is indicative of how many people have fallen for this and how many people are treading in dangerous waters where they are not getting what they bargained for.
Is part of the discovery going to be going after their records to find out how many customers they've had and who they are?
One of the elements that we will take action on as these cases go forward is asking for their files as to what Missouri consumers are out there and how many consumers have been burned by this type of conduct, this fraudulent conduct. Attorney General Nixon started down this road a couple of years ago when he filed a number of cases. It hasn't cleaned up the area. We think that the area, the industry, is still rife with fraud in far too many instances, and so today's actions are a continuation of an effort this AG's office has been engaged in for several years.
Now, earlier you talked about how this was some of these, at least, are a spinoff of U.S. Fidelis, which already has been sued by former Attorney General Nixon.
U.S. Fidelis, as a lot of people know, is sort of the giant in the automotive extended warranty industry, and a lot of the companies sued today, a lot of the companies in Missouri, are spinoffs from that organization. Missouri essentially has become the Silicon Valley for automobile extended warranty fraud, and one of our goals is to try and be a positive benefit in this industry, to let people know that when they engage in these products, they're engaged in dangerous waters, and they really need to be on their toes if this is the direction they want to go.
Would you ever buy an extended warranty from any of these outfits or pour any of their stuff in your gas tank?
You know, I would not buy one of these products myself. If my mother asked me whether she should buy an extended automobile warranty, I would say, Mom, no, don't buy it. Everybody's got to make up their own mind, but if you go into these waters, then I would recommend that you be very, very careful. Really take time to read the fine print.
Are consumers safer if they go through the dealer they bought the car from for an extended warranty?
A lot of dealers do sell extended warranties, and I think, you know, stepping back and just looking at the equation, a dealer that's going to be there for one or two generations in a small town has got certainly a heightened interest to give good consumer service. So I'm on the surface, I'm not as concerned about dealer-offered warranties as I am about these third-party contracts that we've been investigating today.
Anything that you're going to take to the legislature next year for greater regulation of this kind of business?
I think that for a long time, the legislature did not police these waters, and then a couple of years ago, they did put in some regulation. My personal feeling is that the regulation has not gone far enough. I would like to talk with legislative leaders and see if they would be interested in reexamining this. Policy is made in the General Assembly. All we can do is offer good ideas.
Are you trying to get money recovered for folks who fell for this?
There are two main things that the Attorney General's office is asking for. We're asking for an injunction from the court to cease and desist from engaging in the most egregious conduct. The other thing we are seeking, of course, is restitution for consumers that have been burned and for civil penalties for the state. It's the beginning of an extended process. These lawsuits take time, but our end goal is to raise the bar, to raise the ethics in this environment, and it has become too rife with fraud, and it's time to take action.